Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Listen to what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 2, regarding a very sensitive issue within the church in Corinth. You have become arrogant and have not mourned, so that the one who had done this deed would be removed from your midst. What exactly is the church in Corinth to be mourning, and what should we be mourning within our own churches? Well, we are to mourn the actions and attitudes of a professed brother or sister who is caught in blatant, obvious, willful sin. We mourn because he or she is obviously outside of the Lord's will and bringing into question the genuineness of their faith and harming the testimony, the witness of the church. And up until that particular point in the book of 1 Corinthians, they were unrepentant. We mourn, perhaps, because the church has willfully tolerated the sin as well. A church that doesn't grieve over sin is a church that's headed for the spiritual graveyard. In the book of Revelation, seven churches are addressed, and six of them are warned that the presence of King Jesus is about to be taken away from them unless they address some major sin issues within their midst. One in particular, the church at Thyatira, was strong on love and faith and service and endurance. But Jesus says to that particular church, "I have this against you, that you tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess and is teaching and seducing my servants to practice sexual immorality. I gave her time to repent, but she refuses to repent of her sexual immorality. Behold, I will throw her onto a sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her, I will throw into great tribulation unless they repent of her works." We must give no quarter to sin in our lives or in our church. It's not a toy to be trifled with. Consequences are real and bring ruin and devastation that are absolutely incalculable. Now, in order to grieve sin in this way, two things must be present. There must be a hatred of sin, but also a love for the brothers. If we don't hate sin, then we will not care about its work in our lives or in the lives of our fellow believers. And if we don't know and love our brothers and sisters in Christ, we will not grieve. I've never known anyone to open up the paper, to flip to the obituary section, and then begin weeping. Why is that? Because most of the time, they have no relationship with the names and people that are listed there. But it should be different in a church. We should work to know one another, to walk with one another in Christian love, to grow in our relationships. I'm not saying that you got to be best friends with everyone, but you should know people and you should be known by people in your particular church. Without knowing people and without hating sin, it's going to be very difficult to grieve. So as a church, remember, Paul is aiming his guns at the church in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. So as a church, we need to be growing in depth in our relationships and in our hatred of sin. We need to pray towards those aims. And when you pray today, please remember Michael Poirier and his family, our missionaries in Canada. And also remember the Quechua Life Word broadcast that's heard in Bolivia and Peru.